3 years ago today, the city of Flint switched to the Flint River for its drinking water. We all know how that story goes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. So now, 3 years later, how has what happened in Flint changed the way we look at our drinking water?
The events that have happened in Flint have reprioritized things for many of the communities that, well, all of the communities that we work with.
That's David LaFrance, CEO of the American Water Works Association. It's an industry group for water system operators. He spoke last month at a water summit in Flint. LaFrance says his group is advising cities to remove lead service lines over time as they can afford it and keep up with corrosion control to keep lead out of the water. And cities around the country have been doing a lot of double-checking since Flint. Last spring, the EPA reminded water systems they should have a list of what their water pipes are made of and make those lists public. Elin Betanzo directs the Safe Drinking Water Program with the Northeast Midwest Institute.
So across the state of Michigan, water systems have been putting a bigger emphasis on, you know, reviewing their records if they're not able to come up with a complete inventory, they're, you know, starting to take stock of what they have.
She says this also means checking to make sure they're testing the right homes, those that are at the highest risk of having lead service lines. The EPA did not provide anyone for an interview for this story. Water expert Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech University joins me now. Hi, Mark.
Thank you for having me.
How much have the events in Flint changed the way we understand our water systems?
The ripple effects have been just extraordinary and numerous. Starting with the regulatory arena, where cheating on lead monitoring and public education was once openly condoned, and now we've seen problems in dozens of cities. And lead was something that was once ignored, covered up, and now it's taken very seriously. And we're even starting to see some improved sampling in schools, which I thought we might never see in my lifetime.
Have you seen more changes after Flint than after the water crisis in Washington, D.C.?
Yes. I think one of the more profound regulatory changes that people don't even talk about is the fact that people have been indicted for what occurred. And as I travel the country, I go to state regulatory agencies. Good, honest people at these agencies tell me that this is such an example that when they see something wrong now, they can just say, well, if we don't do something, we're going to be like MDEQ and Flint. We want to do our jobs. And more often than not now, they're actually getting support for doing their job. So the number of changes that have arisen from Flint are just, it's so profound. It's really changed the regulatory landscape and attitude completely, not just for water, but for air and other contaminants.
How much have things changed at the EPA after Flint in terms of how much scrutiny they're putting on cities?
You know, I haven't seen much positive at EPA nationally. They've really hunkered down into their bunker. But at Region 5 EPA, it's been night and day. I mean, simply getting rid of one bad administrator and replacing that person with someone competent and who cares about children and about the laws, it's resulted in such a change in attitude. EPA's got some serious problems. They're very much in need of reform, bipartisan. I'm afraid that that's not going to happen at the present moment, but never give up hope.
Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech University. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.